Anne Arundel County Police say the man who shot up the newsroom at the Capital Gazette newspapers in Annapolis yesterday, leaving five people dead, targeted the paper. WYPR's Joel McCord was at the scene yesterday and joins us on the line now. Joel, when you say targeted the paper, what do you mean by that?
Well, Nathan, police told us last night that the attacker had made threats against the newspaper through social media as recently as yesterday, and that he had a long-standing beef with the paper. And here's what Anne Arundel Police Chief William Cramp told reporters late yesterday.
This was a targeted attack on the Capital Gazette that is located at 888 Bestgate Road on the first floor. He entered the building with a shotgun, and he looked for his victims as he walked through the lower level.
The shooter has been identified as 38-year-old Jared Ramos of Laurel. He is now facing five counts of first-degree murder and has a bail hearing scheduled for 10:30 this morning in Annapolis. Joel, what do we know about Ramos?
This is a guy who sued the paper for defamation back in 2012. That suit was dismissed, and he subsequently made threats against the paper on social media. And Lieutenant Ryan Fraser, the police spokesman, confirmed that the shooter had a problem with the paper.
This was quite obvious and quite apparent that this individual had some type of a vendetta or against the Capital newspaper, and they were specifically targeted.
Joel, can you walk us through how all of this came about yesterday?
Sure. According to police, they got a call about 2:30 in the afternoon of a shooter in the Capital Gazette building. That's, by the way, at 888 Bestgate Road in Annapolis. It's just northwest of town. And they had officers there within a minute. Now, that's right across the street from the Annapolis Mall, so it wouldn't be surprising they could get there pretty quickly. The police took the man into custody without exchanging shots and had him in an interrogation room at police station yesterday. They recovered a shotgun at the scene along with smoke grenades. And here's Chief Cramp again.
This person was prepared today to come in. This person was prepared to shoot people.
Police also evacuated the building. They said about 170 people, took them across the street to the mall. They found five people dead in the Capital Gazette newsroom.
And we do now have identification of the people that were killed in yesterday's shooting. Here's Anne Arundel Police Chief Bill Cromp again.
First victim's name is Wendy Winters. Second victim is Rebecca Smith. Third victim is Robert Hyacin. Fourth victim is Gerald Fishman. And the fifth victim is John McNamara.
There were also two injuries.
The injuries, to my understanding, are superficial, possibly from glass, from the shotgun blast.
Joel, for listeners who are not familiar with the Capital Gazette, tell us a little bit about the paper.
Now, the Capital it's a seven-day daily with maybe a half dozen reporters who concentrate on Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And they're a real hyper-local newspaper with a real following in the community. You know, and it was kind of touching last night. Chief Cramp, Lieutenant Fraser said, you know, these guys are reporters that they know well, that they work with every day. And they were about as shaken as those of us who also know these reporters and have worked with them over the years.
Joel McCord is WYPR's news director and has been covering this story since yesterday afternoon. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, you're welcome.